I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
The terrorist attack on a school in the Russian city of Beslan has focused renewed attention on school security in the United States. A nonprofit organization that promotes emergency preparedness in the U.S. released a report today grading the 20 largest school systems in the nation on how well they have planned for an attack, an emergency, or a natural disaster. Only three districts received the highest grade from the America Prepared campaign. They are Palm Beach, Florida, and two suburban districts just outside Washington, D.C., Fairfax, Virginia, and Montgomery County, Maryland. Edward Clark is the director of school safety and security for Montgomery County Public Schools, and he joins us now from Rockville. Mr. Clark, as we learn more about the siege in Beslan, what are the lessons there? What are the most important things that schools need to do to prepare for an attack or an emergency?
Well, I think schools have to have an emergency crisis plan developed in advance. That plan needs to be involving other partners, to include our public safety partners across the country. We have to share information. We have to open our doors up for law enforcement to come into our school buildings to observe the physical layouts. And also in the understanding of a situation like this, this is when the schools would stand down and take direction from local law enforcement as to how to effectively respond to an emergency or crisis of that magnitude.
If something like the Beslan siege were to happen here, what's the procedure? What's the chain of events in an attack like this?
Well, certainly in any critical emergency, the principal is going to assess the situation as rapidly as they can. We are going to immediately make an announcement to move to a lockdown situation where we would have our students go to the nearest securable location with staff present and wait for further instruction from the principal or other school authorities. Simultaneously, we're going to have someone calling the 911 police, law enforcement, communication centers and explaining specifically what we have there and trying to make sure that we're in a lockdown as best that we can.
Lockdown, what does that mean?
That means any student or staff who would be outside of a classroom would move to the nearest classroom. We would secure all of the doors, interior doors, and wait for further instruction.
So try to keep everyone in the building and lock down the building rather than trying to get out of the building as fast as possible?
Well, initially, that's what our training tells us. The challenge, if there's a catastrophic event like we saw in Russia, we're just going to have to be as flexible as we can, but we need to revert back to our training.
These are tough times for school districts around the country. Many are facing budget cuts. Does this affect the ability to ramp up school security?
Well, I think good superintendents across the country know that schools need to be a safe and secure place for children to learn on a daily basis. Those superintendents, those board of education, those school communities continue to invest in safety and security. I think one thing that we can do a better job of is working with our federal partners. There's been an enormous amount of funding that has come down from the Department of Homeland Security to our public safety responders at the local level, and rightfully so. I think we now have to go back to our federal leaders and ask for a funding stream that would be able to come to the local school districts across our country to bolster our safety and security efforts.
The news out of Beslan has been difficult for anyone, especially as more of these gruesome details come out. Is it especially difficult for someone like you, someone who's charged with protecting students in the face of danger?
I think it's an enormous responsibility for all of us who are involved in education. That's really tough. It's really challenging for everyone out there.
Tough in what way?
In tough, in other words, to even comprehend how tragic that could be. That's the far end, to be invaded by a group of either outside terrorists or someone who has terrorist, I guess, thoughts or emphasis on their mind to cause harm to school children in this country. That's really tough for all of us to think about, but we have to. It's inevitable. We have to think and prepare as best we can today.
Mr. Clark, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
Edward A. Clark is Director of School Safety and Security for Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland.